news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On this Easter Monday, Dr. Bill's got our forecast right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center westbound Dolphin Street on the overpass to 65. If getting an accident without injuries, really been tying up traffic, so be careful through there. A new wreck also, Wilmer Georgetown Road at Cuss Fork Road. And again, school's back in session after spring break last week. Remember, it's 20 miles an hour in those school zones. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
All right, 7:07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along, Sean and Dalton. Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Remember, text line open at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, probably good number to have in the contacts list because your chance at winning tickets to all kinds of stuff coming up. So have that handy and ready. And also, remember, check out our podcast on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. You can go through the podcast tab and search through and get the show you're looking for. Or better yet, we'd love you to subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher or one of the other platforms and have those shows delivered to your phone. And then when you listen to them, we don't say this enough, it's kind of important in the podcast world, give us a good, it's either stars or thumbs up. It depends on the platform, but little rating systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take five stars, four yes. stars, nothing less than four stars.
Right.
Though.
Thank
but,
you.
I mean, just however you feel about us. I mean, Sean just got done reading a poll. We have the eighth worst job in America.
And
you
so
can, make,
please
it, you
help
can
us.
Make it just a little bit better by giving us a good rating.
All right. Also, three big things. Top news stories of the day up on our website. Easter Sunday bomb blast kills more than 200 in Sri Lanka. We'll follow that. Also, this is going to be a big talker today as the United States sanctioning nations for importing Iranian oil. These are allies of ours that are still importing Iranian oil that we're going to put the thumbscrews to. And also, veterans take to the skies in a Vietnam helicopter. That story and a whole lot more on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right. Check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The numbers are in for the unemployment rates for Alabama, and they remain at a record low for the second straight month. The Alabama Department of Labor says the state's unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%, with a little more than 82,000 people unemployed, but more than 2.1 million people are employed as of March, and that number's up almost 5,000 from February. Secretary of Labor Fitzgerald Washington says that building construction employment has increased by nearly 11% over the year, and aerospace parts and manufacturing has seen more than 10% growth. If you work in the leisure and hospitality or perhaps professional and business services and manufacturing, there's also year-to-year growth in your industry. And if you work in construction, weekly earnings have also showed over-the-month growth with an average earnings exceeding $1,000 for the first time since the agency began keeping stats. Shelby County had the lowest unemployment rate with 2.8%. Wilcox County had the highest with 8.4%. An update on a story we told you about last week, as one woman is now under arrest and police now know the name of the second suspect, but they need your help to find her. We're talking about a recent robbery and burglary. Last Wednesday, police say 28-year-old Tanise McCants and 27-year-old Siri Gooden were caught shoplifting items at the Old Navy store on Government Boulevard and I-65 inside McGowan Park. When an employee tried to stop them, they threatened to pepper spray them. One of the women also threatened to run over an employee with her vehicle. McCants was arrested and taken to jail. Siri Gooden remains on the run. If you know her whereabouts, you're urged to contact police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Tommy Goldman and Antonio Nettles are expected to appear before a judge this week. Both are in Mobile Metro Jail. Goldman allegedly fired shots at Mobile police during a chase Thursday night. Nettles, a passenger in the car, was taken into custody and charged with attempting to elude. Goldman was able to stay on the run until Friday afternoon when he led officers on another chase in a stolen car that ended with a crash in the parking lot of a restaurant on Airport Boulevard. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office needs help finding an elderly man missing since Friday night. 83-year-old Clifford Reynolds was last seen in Brewton, Alabama. He was driving a white Chevy Avalanche. It has a Florida license plate. If you've seen Reynolds or the Avalanche, call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Alabama voters need a specific type of ID to vote at the polls. That includes a driver's license, non-driver ID, or passport among them. If you don't have one, traveling units will be going to every county in the state to provide the free voter IDs. There will be locations in Clark, Monroe, and Washington counties. The full list on WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Green Drinks is an informal networking opportunity for people interested in sharing ideas for sustainable living. Green Drink gatherings are held 5 to 7 p.m. on the second Tuesday of each month in Fairhope at the Fairhope Brewing Company, and the third Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Alchemy Tavern in Mobile. Dates and more details about Mobile Bay Green Drinks, visit joinacf.org.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Right, the NBA and NHL playoffs roll on through round one. South Alabama softball with a series sweep over the weekend, and Pensacola's Josh Donaldson hits two home runs for the Braves in a win last night. 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Boston Celtics finished a four-game sweep over the Indiana Pacers with a 110-106 victory in Indianapolis.
That's going to be it. The Boston Celtics will defeat the Indiana Pacers 4-0 for their first playoff sweep since 2011.
Gordon Hayward led Boston with 20 points, and that makes the Celtics the first team to advance to the second round. The Golden State Warriors beat the LA Clippers 113-105 to take a 3-1 series lead. Kawhi Leonard led Toronto with 34 points and a 107-85 Raptors win over Orlando. Toronto leads that series 3-1, and Portland beat Oklahoma City 111-98, also taking a commanding 3-1 series lead. Damian Lillard scored 15 third-quarter points for the Blazers. Tonight, two games on the NBA playoff schedule. At 7 o'clock, Milwaukee plays at Detroit. Bucks currently leading that series 3-0 and can complete the sweep tonight. Then at 9:30, Houston plays at Utah with an opportunity for the Rockets to wrap up the series in a 4-game sweep. In the NHL playoffs, four teams have already advanced into the second round. In the Eastern Conference, the Columbus Blue Jackets and New York Islanders advanced last week. And in the Western Conference, the Colorado Avalanche and St. Louis Blues won their series over over the weekend. Yesterday, the Boston Bruins beat Toronto 4-2 to tie their series at 3 games apiece. Brad Marchand scored 2 goals with an assist in the win. And the San Jose Sharks beat the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 in double overtime with a shorthanded game winner from Tomas Hertl.
Tomas Hertl shorthanded, shoots, and scores! Tomas Hertl hits the jackpot!
That series also tied at 3 games apiece. Game 7 for both of those series is set for Tuesday night. Tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes and Nashville Predators will attempt to avoid elimination. Hurricanes down 3-2, and they host Washington tonight at 6 o'clock, while the Predators are down to Dallas 3-2. They play on the road in Dallas at 7:30. On the PGA Tour, Taiwan's CT Pan won the RBC Heritage on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. It was the first PGA Tour victory of Pan's career. He shot a 4-under-67 yesterday to finish at 12-under-par, 1 stroke ahead of Matt Kuchar. Dustin Johnson led entering the final round, but he shot a 77 yesterday to finish tied for 28th. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars went 1-2 in a 3-game Sunbelt Series at Louisiana Monroe over the weekend. South is back in action on Wednesday at home right here in Mobile with McNeese State coming to town. South Alabama softball swept Georgia State in a 3-game Sunbelt Series at home. The Jags won 9-7 in the first game on Friday, 4-2 in the second game Friday, and 10-7 on Saturday. Next up, the softball team heads to Montgomery. They'll face Alabama State tomorrow night. In the major leagues, Josh Donaldson hit 2 home runs, and the Atlanta Braves beat Cleveland 11-5 last night. Washington shut out Miami 5-0. Colorado beat Philadelphia 4-1. The Cubs beat Arizona 2-1. Cody Bellinger hit his 11th home run this season, with the LA Dodgers defeating Milwaukee 6-5. St. Louis got past the Mets 6-4. The Yankees beat the Royals 7-6. And Boston finished a series sweep over Tampa Bay with a 4-3 win in extra innings. 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA. That's located right here in our very own backyard. ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season. Begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last 2 decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt and are behind on your monthly payments, you need to make this free call right now, 800-370-4139. When you call the Stop Debt Hotline, you're taking the first steps for help. Debt specialists are part of a real team who will help you with all of your options. You could stop the collection calls and letters forever by calling the completely confidential toll-free number right now, 800-370-4139. 800-370-4139. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can handle your debt forever. Imagine no more late nights and no more debt. Don't try to face your creditors alone. Call the Stop Debt Hotline right now. 800-370-4139. 800-370-4139. Get free information now by calling the Stop Debt Hotline. 800-370-4139. Non-attorney spokesperson paid for by Debt Resolution Helpline. 102 Northeast 2nd Street, number 183, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, just wrapping up the accident westbound Dolphin Street at the overpass. Also, they've got a new accident with injuries at Georgetown Road and Cuss Fork Road. So far, as you're traveling across the Bayway, we look great. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Ford, no delays, but school zones are back in action after spring break last week. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive each night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails. Music starts at 7. The Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. What a beautiful, beautiful Easter weekend we had. Dr. Bill will take his victory lap coming up in just about 13 minutes right now. 51 at our studios, heading for a high around 78 today. Speaking of Easter yesterday, you and I were having a... We did not celebrate, we did not coordinate Easter together, right?
Right,
right,
correct.
Separate Easter,
yeah.
Okay.
Didn't even talk to you
we
over
did,
the weekend.
We did not talk for like 2 days, and you were talking about in your Easter basket, you're talking about some of the things you got and the temptations there. You also then went off and got some jerky.
Yeah, so I was down at the beach. Mm-hmm. We went up to the Tanger outlets. Mm-hmm. How do you say that? You say
Tanger?
Tanger?
Okay. I say Tanger.
Yeah, that's what I say. I assume I'm wrong.
I mean, if you want to be fancy, Tanger.
Tanger. I mean, I've been going there for over a decade or however long.
Yeah, I call it Tanger.
Tanger, same here. But for the first time, went into the beef jerky outlet. It just happened to be right next to the Carter's, where you shop for kids' gear.
Right.
So I had all the women in
the
family.
Went to the baby store.
Yeah, and I went to the Carter's for grown men, and that would be the beef jerky outlet.
Were the angels singing when you opened up the door and there's jerky everywhere?
Yes, they were. And they had samples there, and no sample was safe around me.
Right.
I ate every jerky sample up in the joint, but ended up walking out with some jerky and peanuts. So they sell flavored peanuts at the jerky outlet.
So, I mean, you get both food groups, jerky and peanuts.
Right.
But you mentioned you got a crawfish jerky?
Yeah, so you know that slap your mama seasoning?
I do. I have some at the house, yeah.
I do, too, and I love it. And, yeah, it turns out they had some jerky flavored with that slap your mama, so they called it crawfish beef jerky.
Right.
No actual crawfish in there, involved. But man, that was some really... really good stuff. I ate probably 5 pounds of it over the weekend, which is about $140.
That's some doing with jerky to eat. And then, because I got to thinking about this, you mentioned that, and then I saw yesterday the Easter Bunny had dropped off the baskets for my children, nieces and nephews and all that, with jerky from Buc-ee's.
Really?
Buc-ee's, the first time I've ever seen jerky make its way into an Easter basket, but yesterday, along with all the candy items, jerky,
you know,
in the basket.
I've heard that Buc-ee's also has a wall of jerky, much like the House of Jerky, beef jerky outlet down at the Tanger outlets.
Is Jerky Fever taking over?
I think so. I drove by the Buc-ee's, did not make it in, even though everyone says you have to, but I just kept it moving right past it. I'm going to have to go check out their wall of jerky next time I head that way.
Make a pilgrimage to go get some jerky at some point. All right. Dr. Bill's on the way. We'll check headlines coming up with News 5. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we're hearing from Roy Moore, the former Chief Justice, responding to last week's polling numbers, which has him leading the pack should he decide to run for a 2020 U.S. Senate seat. 400 registered voters in Alabama who identify as Republicans. They were polled, and they put Moore in the lead with 27%, followed by Representative Mo Brooks with 18%, Representative Bradley Byrne with 13%, and Representative Gary Palmer with 11%. So far, only Representative Byrne is the only declared candidate who has announced his intentions of wanting to unseat Democrat Senator Doug Jones. In a Facebook post, Moore said in part, quote, "The truth is that my stand for the acknowledgement of God and our Constitution scares the Washington establishment to death, and perhaps it should. Let's face it, the Washington establishment did not choose Trump. The people did." Now, Moore has not yet announced whether he is even considering running in the race, but if he does, it would be round two for Jones and Moore, as Jones won the Senate seat in 2017, defeating Moore as allegations of sexual misconduct decades earlier swirled around him. An escaped inmate now back behind bars, Joel Spears, escaped from the Childersburg Work Release Center last Friday night at 9:45. He was serving a 15-year sentence on an Escape 2 charge. He was recaptured on Sunday. Authorities have not yet released details on where they found him, nor how he was able to make his getaway, but Spears is expected to face additional charges. News from Pritchard this morning. As the Pritchard City Golf Clubhouse went up in flames Friday night, Mayor Jimmy Gardner confirms the fire started in the back of the building, and thankfully, though, there were no injuries. Right now, this fire remains under investigation as well as an assessment as to how many damages were caused and what started that fire. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5. In addition to the Roy Moore news there and talking about Senate 2020, I'm going to tweet out a story here from our buddy Jeff Poor at Yellowhammer. Tuberville Tubbs makes a values pitch in his first campaign media appearance as the name, you know, that was odd last week as we were talking about some of that polling that came out, that Mason-Dixon poll about where people were with voting for 2020. It was, it did a bunch of things. Number one, it looked at job performance for Doug Jones, and then it did the breakdown of who you're going to vote for, Republican, Democrat, Independent, different parts of the state I thought were interesting as it showed, you know, preferences. But they left out of the, they had people that announced and people that were maybes, but they left Tuberville out who had announced. Yeah. And I'll argue that, and Jeff has done the same thing, is that is you could easily, listen, I could come on here and say, well, come on, he's a football coach and this and that. Okay, all right. If name ID is a big deal, which it is, Tommy Tuberville's got that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. You remember he made his little quick run at governor and then backed off that campaign. He's back now for Senate 2020. He has Sean Spicer, former press secretary for President Trump, endorsing Tuberville and I guess working with him at some point. I mean, for Spicer to get on, I don't think, I mean, yes, he's going to pay Spicer, but if he chooses to attach himself to something, you got to guess that there's something, some kind of traction for Tuberville. So it's interesting. I put the story out on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, talking about what Tuberville had to say, kind of laying out planks of the platform and going for a values approach here as we look at what lane are the different Republicans in, you know, are the traditional Republican, the grassroots, the kind of Trump lane, this and that. And Tuberville may occupy the Trump lane, which would be very interesting if Roy Moore gets in. We'll go back to what we did, remember, in the special, who is more Trumpy, which makes me, I mean, roll my eyes, because you can be the most ardent President Trump supporter, but when you have a bunch of people telling you they're the same thing as President Trump, but I'm more the same thing. No, I'm more the same thing. Hey, come on, y'all talk about what you're going to do for Alabama.
But that's just how it is now in the red states, red races. Where if you're in a place that voted heavily Trump and there's a Republican seat up for grabs, then you know that they're going to do the who's the most Trumpy. But back to why Tuberville wasn't in that poll, do you think they're just not taking him seriously? I wonder if they just...
At their own risk if they don't.
But like you said, name recognition is such a huge deal, and Tuberville has that if he has nothing else. He has the name recognition.
He does. I mean, at the flip side, I will say, and all the time he spent coaching football, you can make an argument that that's an administrative job if you're a head coach because you got to learn to delegate and all those kind of things. But you can also say that he was not versed in what was going on politically in the state, but maybe he is. I just think that's an interesting name to watch in this mix. Tuberville, part of this, and we'll see what Roy Moore, you know, does. And of course, Bradley Byrne has been in, first one in, and there'll be many more names to come. I believe it'll be a crowded field to run for the Republican nomination. And then, of course, the side story that we've talked about a few times: if Roy Moore comes in and looks like he is going to win the Republican nomination, does that mean Jeff Sessions gets called to come back in to make sure it's not Roy Moore versus Doug Jones again? There's a little intrigue going on in Senate 2020. It's already starting to play out. We'll talk about that more coming up after 8 o'clock. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams is pretty proud of himself after his weekend weather scale, so we'll let him take a victory lap when he gets on with us.
He did a great job.
Yes, it was a fantastic weekend.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An arrest made in a three-car crash that left one person dead in Northwest Florida. 47-year-old Marie Ann Simpkins is charged with DUI and reckless endangerment. She was booked into the Escambia County Jail last night after being released from the hospital. The crash happened Sunday afternoon about 4:30. The Florida Highway Patrol says Simpkins was driving eastbound on West Fairfield Drive when she ran a red light near W Street and hit two cars. A passenger in one of those cars, 22-year-old Nelson Riley, died at Baptist Hospital. A 13-year-old is facing charges after lying to police. Officers say the teenager claimed to have killed his mother and threatened to kill himself. The call came in Sunday morning about 10:30. Officers with the Crestview Police Department responded. When they arrived, they found no one inside the home. The teenager later admitted to lying. He's been charged with making a false report. Alabama lawmakers are expected to vote this week on a bill that would bring a lottery to the state. Two separate bills are expected to be voted on. Alabama is one of five states in the country that does not have a lottery. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes continues to bring you outstanding deals. For a limited time, buy the Colonial 30 White Gloss with brass hardware for a pickup price of only $15.99. Or the number one selling Fatboy 48 in gray gloss, only $16.99. Either model has an electronic lock and 60 minutes of fire protection. So don't waste any time. Get 0% interest with approved credit. Come by Mike Ward's and save now through April 25th.
Check us out on Facebook or go to MWLiberty.com.
Health minister told reporters today that seven bombers linked to the nine near simultaneous attacks on churches and luxury hotels were Sri Lankan citizens. Correspondent Ivan Watson in the capital, Colombo, says there had been warnings that attacks were being planned.
There has been reporting and parts of a memo published by a government minister here earlier this month between different departments of the security forces warning about the threats of suicide attacks against Catholic churches and against the Indian High Commission.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi scheduled to hold a conference call with House Democrats today. The Mueller report and impeachment sure to be on the agenda. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will announce today that the Trump administration will no longer exempt five nations from sanctions if they continue to buy oil from Iran. Three of the countries are allies: Japan, South Korea, and Turkey. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A horror film based on an old Mexican legend topped the weekend box office. The Curse of La Llorona took in $26.5 million in its debut weekend, while Shazam got knocked down to second after 2 weeks at number one. Overall, it was one of the worst Easter weekends at the box office in almost 15 years, bringing in a combined $112 million. E-commerce has forced retailers to overhaul their operations and invest heavily in technology and talent to keep customers from moving to Amazon, but the Wall Street Journal notes that transition has proven rough for Kroger, which stayed focused on store sales long after other competitors are investing in online ordering technology and delivery services. Some would-be technology partners have been turned off by what they see as the grocer's conservative culture. Kroger's CEO now says it's time for his company to get its butt in gear. Crude oil, sharply higher, trading at $65.38 a barrel on Wall Street, futures moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so you're here to take the victory lap. Go ahead. It was it was beyond what you said for the weekend weather scale. Fantastic weekend.
It sure was, with nice warm temperatures, 72 Saturday, 79 yesterday. Big story, though, the weekend was a record low yesterday morning, 42 degrees, breaking the old record of 43 set in 1953.
Wow.
And that's an unusual spread of temperatures. You don't see that too often, from 42 to 79.
Except in San Diego, maybe. But
yeah. It's really amazing. And very dry air, and thanks to a big high-pressure system now centered right over the southeastern states. That high is going to be with us for a couple more days. Means some nice weather. We're going to gradually warm up. Today, we'll get up to about 80 degrees, and then again about 80, 81 degrees tomorrow. And we'll see, Wednesday, the humidity start to increase. So tonight, we're going to cool down again very nicely, but not as cold as the last few nights, about 52, 53 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, another sunny day and a high of about 80. Wednesday, mostly sunny, again around 80 degrees, and then Wednesday night, the clouds move in. Storm system will be developing over South Texas. It'll track right along the Gulf Coast on Thursday, so that means showers on Thursday, possibly a thunderstorm or two. Thunderstorms will be more likely, though, Thursday night as that low moves across Alabama, and the rain will be with us at least into the first half of Friday. And Friday's high about 78 degrees. After that, we dry out. Weekend looks good. Sunny Saturday and Sunday, about 82 Saturday, up to about 85 degrees on Sunday. So we could be in for another nice weekend.
All right. So we get the rain finished during the week, and as you pointed out, overnight, and then we have nice weather during the day and the weekend. I think that's pretty good. If you can make that happen, okay. I don't know, for the rest of the year, that'll be good.
That's a nice pattern. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, last hour we mentioned this, but with the record low from yesterday morning, a good time to remind people about the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, because that kind of detail is in there, plus a whole bunch more.
That, and of course, all the tide tables for the year, hurricane tracking chart. You'll find them, and of course, they're free at West Marine here in Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. If you're over on the Eastern Shore in Fairhope, stop in at Old Time Garden Supply or Billy Langford Allstate. We also have copies there in Fairhope at Autocraft Collision Center.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, pretty fantastic Easter weekend. Probably tough for people wanting to get in the water at spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Although you'll see people that either children or people from northerly climes are like, oh, the water's fine. as a Gulf Coast boy, not until probably mid next month do I think the water's going to be fine.
Yeah, no, I stuck the toes in down there in Gulf Shores. Not good. Not good. I stepped back very quickly and was like, yeah, we're going to need to wait a few weeks for that.
Either children just don't have they just want to swim so badly it doesn't matter, or they have antifreeze in their blood.
Because
children will get, I used to do it too. His first warm day we'd have, like in February, I'd be getting, and my parents like, don't get in the water. It's cold. It's fine. I'm swimming.
Lots of skimboarders down there, so lots of kids were getting in the water for sure.
Yeah,
saw way too many getting in the water on Thursday when that storm was getting ready to roll through and red flags were out. I don't know why people get in the water when the red flags are out there.
Yeah, like I said, I've long contended what we need to do is when there's a riptide warning, we need to put up the marine life flag. Need to put up a flag. This is a little bit in jest, but a little bit in truth. Put up a flag that has a shark on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the riptides, which actually kill people every year.
Yeah.
People, I mean, we lose lives every year to riptides and people drowning. don't seem to scare people to keep them out of the water. But if you would put up a shark flag, then everybody would stay out of the water because of the sharks. So just a little, you know, a little, little bait and switch here. So if you're at Dolphin Island or Gulf Shores or whatever, you're going to fly the flags, fly like a shark flag. Uh-huh. That'll keep them out. Even though it's riptides, fly a shark. Like, maybe put both flags up, but put the shark flag up top so people see it and they'll stay out of the water.
So scared of the sharks, not scared of what actually kills people down here.
That is
the rip currents.
That is correct. On the way, Democrats for 2020 lining up a new name in the mix. And Elizabeth Warren says, hey, college, we'll pay for it. We'll give you details coming up.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we explore what I think may be the last rigorous rite of passage in our nation. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Lon Henderson lives in St. George, Utah. He's a very successful businessman, but what I want to learn from Lon is about the Mormon mission. Lon served his mission in Germany and then led the mission in Brisbane, Australia. People that go through the mission of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints come home changed, very changed. Their employers love them. They come to work, they stay at work, and they become active and engaged citizens in their community. It's fascinating. Listen for more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center accidents working, but off the side of the road, westbound Dolphin Street at the overpass now at 65. And also at Wilmer Georgetown Road at Cuss Fork Road, we've got a good ride. Airport Schillinger, also Spring Hill and Airport at 65. No major delays there. Also coming in from the Eastern Shore, from the Bayway, the Causeway, it's a good ride in. Looking for a floor that performs for your lifestyle? Call Bama Flooring in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Their customer satisfaction can't be beat. In fact, they're number one in the whole state of Alabama. Bama Flooring. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 743 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Remember, online at FMTalk1065.com. Check us out there and also on Facebook, Twitter. Just link that Tuberville story up on the Twitter feed. Check it out, what he had to say as he started his first of his media campaign for Senate 2020. Right now, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. New week to work with, Larry.
Absolutely, and looks like it's going to be a beautiful week to work this week.
That's for sure. Okay, let's talk the key to the whole thing, the inventory at LCM. Tell us about it.
We got a great selection, a tremendous selection, actually. You know, we still got a great selection of 10,000 under vehicles, but we got a great variety of trucks. We got Dodges, Toyotas, Titans, Z71s, GMC, and Chevrolet. We got Ford F-150s, and then we got a great, tremendous bunch of third-seaters, mid-size and full-size.
Which may come to mind as people are hauling kids around during spring break or getting ready for summer vacations. That's the vehicle for the kids and the family.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, David McCreary had one. He went on vacation last week, and that's what he took, was a third-seater.
You got to have it because the kids, they got to have their space. Talk to us about coming out to see you, whether we want to look at that inventory online or in person.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Have a great day.
You too. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 745. Let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. File this one under the strange but true headline as a man tries to list a home for sale, but the home did not belong to him. 56-year-old Tony Glenn Grimes is accused of putting the house on the market in late February with an asking price of $168,000 for a home that did not belong to him. The enterprise man has been arrested and charged with first-degree attempted theft. That happened on Friday, and he was then transported to the Coffee County Jail. He's right now being held on a $150,000 bond. This case remains under investigation. Scary scene on I-65 as a vehicle catches fire close to the Stockton exit and just before the GW Bridge Sunday night. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that thankfully there were no injuries. The vehicle was on the shoulder of the road. An investigation is now underway as to what may have led to that vehicle fire. And of course, once we receive that information, we'll bring that straight to you. Happy Earth Day from NASA. Happening today, NASA is hosting a grand opening event for its new environmentally friendly facility at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville. Building 4221 was designed and built to meet federal standards of energy and water efficiency and is specifically insulated with much of the exterior covered in glass, which deflects heat to reduce cooling costs within. NASA also says the rooftop solar power units absorb energy to augment electrical power, and the building will have 99% LED lighting. The building will provide offices and workspaces for 440 employees. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Hey, folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, our future calendar is as hot as a July bottle rocket. Coming up May 10th through 12th, the MSA presents the USA Gymnastics Region 5 Trampoline and Tumbling Championships to be held at the Mobile Civic Center. This sanctioned event will feature young competitors from 9 states vying for the chance to advance to the national championships. For more info, visit region5tt.com. Go all out. We do.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Tommy Goldman and Antonio Nettles are expected to appear before a judge this week. Both are in Mobile Metro Jail. Goldman allegedly fired shots at Mobile police during a chase Thursday night. Nettles, a passenger in the car, was taken into custody and charged with attempting to elude. Goldman was able to stay on the run until Friday afternoon when he led officers on another chase in a stolen car that ended with a crash in the parking lot of a restaurant on Airport Boulevard. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office needs help finding an elderly man missing since Friday night. 83-year-old Clifford Reynolds was last seen scene in Bruton, Alabama. He was driving a white Chevy Avalanche. It has a Florida license plate. If you've seen Reynolds or the Avalanche, call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Alabama voters need a specific type of ID to vote at the polls. That includes a driver's license, non-driver ID, or passport among them. If you don't have one, traveling units will be going to every county in the state to provide the free voter IDs. There will be locations in Clark, Monroe, and Washington counties. The full list on WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 3rd, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
NBA and NHL playoffs roll on. South Alabama softball with a weekend sweep. And Pensacola's Josh Donaldson hits two home runs for the Braves in a win over Detroit last night. 10 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. And it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Boston Celtics finished a four-game sweep over the Indiana Pacers with a 110-106 victory in Indianapolis.
And that's going to be it. The Boston Celtics will defeat the Indiana Pacers 4-0 for their first playoff sweep since 2011.
Celtics are the first team to advance to the second round. The Golden State Warriors beat the LA Clippers 113-105 to take a 3-1 series lead. Toronto beat Orlando 107-85 to take a 3-1 series lead. And Portland beat Oklahoma City 111-98 to also take a 3-1 series lead. Tonight, two games on the NBA playoff schedule. At 7 o'clock, Milwaukee plays at Detroit. The Bucks lead that series 3-0 and could complete the sweep tonight. Then at 9:30, Houston plays at Utah with an opportunity for the Rockets to wrap up the series in a 4-game sweep. In the NHL playoffs, four teams have already advanced into the second round. The Columbus Blue Jackets and New York Islanders advanced last week, while in the Western Conference, the Colorado Avalanche and St. Louis Blues won their series over the weekend. Yesterday, the Boston Bruins beat Toronto 4-2 to tie their series at 3-apiece, and the San Jose Sharks beat the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 in double overtime with a shorthanded game winner from Tomas Hertl.
Tomas Hertl shorthanded, shoots, and scores!
That series also tied at 3-apiece. Yeah, Game 7 for both of those series set for tomorrow night. On the PGA Tour, Taiwan's CT Pan won the RBC Heritage in South Carolina. It was the first PGA Tour victory of his career. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars went 1-2 in a 3-game Sun Belt series at Louisiana Monroe over the weekend. They're back in action on Wednesday here in Mobile with McNeese State coming to town. South Alabama softball swept Georgia State in a 3-game Sun Belt series at home. The Jags won 9-7 in the first Friday game, 4-2 in the second game on Friday, and 10-7 on Saturday. Next up, the softball team heads to Montgomery to face Alabama State tomorrow night. And in the major leagues last night, Josh Donaldson hit two home runs, and the Atlanta Braves beat Cleveland 11-5 last night. Washington shut out Miami 5-0. Colorado beat Philadelphia 4-1. The Yankees beat the Royals 7-6. And Boston finished a series sweep over Tampa Bay with a 4-3 extra innings win. 7:53 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street at Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center eastbound I-10 just under the Daphne overpass as you're traveling off the bayway. You've got an accident to the right median. They've got the ASAP truck there. Should be out of the roadway soon, just waiting for the wreckers. Traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown has a great summer special. You get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to a host bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 755 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill says that high today, right around 80. It's 52 now. Let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're learning this morning even more about a massive contraband raid at the Holman Correctional Facility last week. ADOC officials confirmed that during that day-long operation, officers seized 356 makeshift weapons, 91 grams of methamphetamines, 98 grams of marijuana and cocaine, and more than 400 assorted pills and 16 cell phones. More than 300 law enforcement officers, well, they participated in the raid at the Alabama prison Thursday morning. It was a joint operation targeting contraband around 4:30 that morning. That concerted effort involved ADOC investigations and intelligence agents, correctional emergency response teams, correctional canine drug units, plus resources from pardons and paroles, AEMA, ADOT, Atmore, Bay Minette, Bruton Police Departments, and support from the Baldwin, Butler, Escambia, and Monroe County Sheriff's Departments all searching that prison. Holman is a maximum security prison which houses 870 inmates. Always, always you're being reminded to, if you have information or you know someone trying to smuggle illegal contraband into state prisons, you're urged to call the ADOC Investigations and Intelligence Division at 1-866-293-7799 or go to the ADOC website to report suspicious activity. Today is Earth Day, and what better way to do your part than participating in a cleanup? The Mobile Baykeeper, they are inviting you to participate in this morning's cleanup of One Mile Creek. Storm drains get cluttered with debris and litter, plastic, styrofoam, tires, garbage, and more, and all of that then goes into the river and the bay. So your help is greatly appreciated. The cleanup is today from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Volunteers are set to meet at 498 Marion Street, which is very close to downtown. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, we'll talk about that cleanup on One Mile Creek and kind of like the what I consider real world at home organic ways people can participate in Earth Day. Some things that are, I think we can agree on out there that need doing. We'll get into that. Also, Senate 2020, the latest in that, and also the presidential stakes for 2020. Another Democrat has entered the mix, and to counter, Elizabeth Warren has said, hey, we got your college. Mm-hmm. We'll pay for it. I'll give you details on that and a whole lot more. Talk to you as well when we come back. Phone number you need to put in your contacts list for FM Talk 106.5 is 343-0106.